This is eFactor Radio, created by entrepreneurs for entrepreneurs. And now here's your host, David Wolf.
Hi, I'm David Wolf. Welcome to eFactor Radio. Joining us on this segment is one of the founders of eFactor, Rodney Sampson, joins us from Atlanta. Rodney, welcome to the program.
Hi, David. It's good to be here.
Rodney, you are one of the four founding members of eFactor. Tell us, if you would, what are some of the areas that you're overseeing there?
Sure, of course. Like all of the partners, we wear multiple hats and member aggregation, strategic, business development, and, of course, relational development are kind of my core specialties there.
Excellent. Were you there right at the very beginning of the founding of eFactor, or did you join a little bit later? Tell us when you joined.
Sure. I joined the team right around the launch of the community after kind of the phase one development. So this was around March 2008.
When I first learned about eFactor, one of the things that surprised me and really intrigued me was the idea of having both an offline and an online venue in a hybrid model like you've done at eFactor. Where did the idea to include eFactor lounges come from?
I think the four of us in our serial careers as entrepreneurs understand that although it's important to network online using the various, you know, social media tools, I think we all were even there prior to social media when email became, you know, a primary way of online connectivity, and it really changed the way that business was facilitated. But at some point, substantive and relevant relationships require kind of a online and an on earth or kind of offline connection. And so the concept of taking a private business lounge that typically requires, you know, a membership and an invitation and making that available to entrepreneurs was something we saw that could literally just change the paradigm of building a business, you know, during this season.
Tell us, if you would, what kinds of locations you've chosen to be eFactor lounges.
Absolutely. Well, the e-lounges, and they're actually more than 100 of them located domestically here in the United States and also internationally as well. They're in the key business cities, you know, most of the financial markets and the key business centers or epicenters around the world, everywhere from Atlanta, Georgia to Washington, D.C. to Los Angeles, New York, Bunker Hill in L.A. and even the Capital Club in Beijing, China. So the clubs are strategically located to allow, you know, members as they travel to have access to some very high profile and exclusive locations.
We're visiting with Rodney Sampson. He's one of the co-founders of the eFactor. Rodney, if you would, give us a sense of how eFactor is leveraging these particular locations across the planet and how the members can leverage and utilize the attributes that each one offers.
Sure, absolutely. Where, in essence, the clubs are located in private business clubs and country clubs. So all of the amenities that are afforded to the affluent or people of influence, you have at your disposal at these lounges. So for instance, there are private meeting rooms, private dining rooms. Of course, there's the main dining room and the lounges for casual business, and a lot of great networking occurs. And we've often heard that, you know, people say, you know, most deals are done on the golf course, but they're also done at the country clubs and at the business clubs and at the business lounges as well. So it gives that person that's traveling around access to, you know, kind of even state-of-the-art media and telecommunications equipment. So if you want to do a video conference or you want to have a conference call and you want to have it in a private environment and perhaps, you know, sitting at a coffee shop in a foreign city may not be amenable to what you need to get done in terms of business. So sure, it's good to take them to a location where you can feel comfortable in and you can kind of have people there to help support you in your business development.
Excellent, Rodney. Are the e-lounges available to all eFactor members, or does it take a particular type of membership?
Yes, it's available to all eFactor members, but you have to purchase this particular premium membership, which is called Domestic Lounges. So as you navigate the site and go up to the Essentials link, you'll see the domestic and international lounges listed there.
Okay, very cool on the e-lounges. What else are you working on, Rodney, over at eFactor that we can look forward to coming up here in the rest of 2010?
Absolutely. in addition to this product, where it's kind of a synergistic part of it, is we're working on a 24-hour concierge program, because when you travel to do business development and to grow your business, you want to save costs in doing that. So we've partnered with some great brands and some great companies, and you'll be able to actually email or call this a toll-free number and get access to, you know, up to 25% off on car rental, up to, you know, 25, sometimes 50% on key hotel reservations, you know, restaurant reservations, or access to best tickets across the country at concerts, theater, and sports events. You know, all the things that just make, you know, building a business really kind of fun as well. Because when you're traveling to a city, you want to have, you want to do business, but you also want to have a little fun as well. So we're going to offer that as a premium product to our members, and it's going to be a compliment. It's, of course, included inside of the eLounges package, but we're also going to make it available to people as a standalone product as well. And, of course, we're working with the team and our different partners to work out some of the specifics on that. But we're very, very excited about that.
Yes, all very exciting news to look forward to from the eFactor coming up in 2010. Rodney, thanks so much for joining us. We've been visiting with Rodney Sampson. He's one of the co-founders of the eFactor. And let's go ahead and give that URL again so folks can learn a little bit more about how the eLounges work and where they are.
Absolutely. It's, of course, eFactor.com. You want to log in to eFactor.com. And then under the networking tab, which is that horizontal bar across the top of the site, you see the networking. You want to click on the eLounges link. And that eLounges link will tell you about all of the different locations that our eLounges are.
Excellent. Rodney, once again, thanks for joining us on eFactor Radio. Rodney Sampson, one of the co-founders of the eFactor.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to eFactor Radio. Get more podcasts with your premium membership at eFactor.com.